Kyrsten Sinema challenges Biden on border. This is a crisis and the federal government must do more. By Joshua Kaplan on May 7, 2021. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, has taken aim at President Joe Biden as the United States continues to struggle with an influx of migrants crossing into the country from the southern border with Mexico. What I'm waiting for is the administration to take bold action to actually address these concerns. Sinema said Thursday in a radio interview with GDR News 92.3 FM's The Mike Broomhead Show. The reality is, this is a crisis and the federal government must do more to address this surge of migrants who are coming to the border with increasing numbers each year. To me, it's not important whether the person in the White House is a Democrat or a Republican in terms of negotiating or talking with him, she added. To combat the border crisis, Sinema and Senator John Cornyn, RTX, introduced the Bipartisan Border Solutions Act last month, which would create border centers designed to process asylum seekers in what they believe would be a more efficient manner. Meanwhile, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R, declared a state of emergency in six counties last month and announced the imminent deployment of the Arizona National Guard to assist local law enforcement with the border crisis. The situation in our border communities is just as bad, if not worse, than the coverage we've been seeing, Ducey stated at the time. It's become evidently clear that Arizona needs the National Guard, and the White House is aware of that. Yet, to this day, there has been no action from this administration, and it doesn't look like they are going to act anytime soon. If this administration isn't going to do anything, then we will. Sinema and Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, have written a letter to President Biden requesting for the federal government to repay Arizona for the cost of deploying the state's National Guard, Fox News reports.